Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
And welcome to Community Talks, proudly brought to you by Plains Media. In today's episode, we'll be listening to Speaking for the Planet. Sit back and listen. Let's get started.
I am Wes in the Environment Canterbury Youth Ropu. We are a group of young people who, with a goal to advocate for young people across Waitaha Canterbury.
Hi, I'm Emma, and I'm from the Next Generation Conversation, or the NGC. And we're a group of about 16, I think, young people aged 11 to 17 now. We started this group in about 2021, and in 2023 or 2024, we had a group of young people from Nelson, Tasman, who decided that they liked us, and they made their own group called The Lighthouse. And last year we went to go and connect with them in Mistletoe Bay. And now we're planning to go to a conference in Auckland with them in October this year.
Coming up next is Year 12 and 13's prepared speeches. Hansi Chen and Ruolin from St. Andrew's College. Followed by Saloni Panwar from Te Aratai.
Conservation and restoration are only one facet of sustainable development. The other is improving the human condition. Humanity and the environment are fundamentally connected. Our very survival depends on our understanding of it. Therefore, to protect the people, we must first protect the land and the food it grows. Let me quickly teach you how a food chain works. At the bottom of the food chain, we have plants, which absorb light energy from the sun to photosynthesize. They are self-sustaining as they make their own sugars, which they then break down in the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, for energy. If everybody could turn into a plant, I'm sure the world's climate change problems would quickly be solved. But unfortunately, we can't really do that. So we do the next best thing, planting. Join the next Eco Action Planting Day on the 2nd of August at QE2, or your Sustainability Council's local initiative of growing a community garden. Those plants are producers. And while I know you've always dreamed of photosynthesizing, we are instead the consumers. As we climb each rank of the food chain, we realize something. That energy transfer is incredibly inefficient. Only 10% of the available energy stored as biomass at one trophic level is transferred onto the next. So we're as primary consumers that eat plants, get 10% of the energy from the trophic level below. Secondary consumers, like us, sometimes it depends, only get 1% of that original plant energy. The same pound of soybeans that a person can eat produces only 1/5 of a pound of beef. And therefore, if we fed more efficiently by eating more plants, we could end up feeding more people while also requiring less land. Sounds great, right? But I think we all know that it's not that easy to just adopt a new lifestyle. Some of you here are vegans or vegetarians, and I applaud you. In the meantime, while the rest of us think about cutting back on meat, there are other smaller, but still meaningful actions we can take. Although it seems like some actions are so small, they're just inconsequential, what if we amplified them through sheer number? As by the impact probability matrix, the expected impact is still likely to be meaningful if the adoption rate is high, even if the beneficial sustainable impact from an individual action might be less significant. Think about all the times you've gone to a cafe or restaurant to eat. Raise your hand if you have ever ordered more than you could actually eat. Yep, me too. There's actually a phrase for this in Mandarin, 眼大肚子小, which basically means big eyes, small stomach, as in you think you can eat more than you really can. Next time you think about ordering that extra dish, maybe just save it for next time. According to the Otago Daily Times, 44% of the content in red bins is actually organic matter. Compost. It's as simple as putting it in the correct bin. It's green, by the way. Or you can DIY it and give your own garden a feast too. Sustainable development is economic development that meets the needs of people today without limiting the ability of future generations to meet their needs. What is the most important thing in the world? It is people. It is people. It is people. He aha te mea nui o te ao. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Two seeds fell in the ground. One seed got kindness, water, and sunlight, and it grew in a big tree. Another seed got no kindness, no water, and no sunlight, and it died. So the moral of the story is choose kindness and care. Imagine a world where every child eats well, and the planet breathes well too, where plates are full, forests are full, rivers are clean, and the soil is alive. But today, hunger grows in our empty homes, and danger grows in our planet bones. Fields are drying, oceans are crying, and the earth is tired of feeding us alone. Hunger is not just a human pain, it's the planet's pain too. When land breaks, people break, when soil dies, hope dies. When climate change, farming struggles, and empty stomachs multiply. We forget the planet is our first farmer. Every seed, every drop of water, every grain of food comes from its kindness. Because hunger is not only about food. It means protecting soil so it stays rich, protecting water so it stays clean, protecting farmers so they stay strong, and protecting forest so the air stays pure, which means growing wisely, not wastefully, eating mindfully, not carelessly, sharing fairly, not selfishly. Imagine a future where our planet heals. Trees stand tall, seasons stay steady, and farms flourish again. Where children ask, which fruit will I eat today? Not, will I eat today? Young people, this mission is yours too. Your choices can protect the planet. Your voice can change. Your actions can end hunger. Because zero hunger is not a dream. It is a responsibility. A responsibility to the people and a responsibility to the only planet we have. Let's stand together for full plates and a full planet. For healthy earth and the healthy children. For food security and a planet security. Because when we care for the planet cares for us. And when we share with others, hunger disappears. Zero hunger, one planet, our time to act is now. So let me ask you some three simple questions. So my first question is, how can we reduce food waste? At Tearathai College, we tell others, do not waste food. As Selena Jewell, who's the world famous food researcher, strongly said, do not waste food.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Speaking for the Planet in Community Talks. Be sure to stay tuned with Plains Media, where we will be featuring speeches from our talented students. To get instant updates on our latest programs and community stories, follow Plains Media on Instagram and Facebook at Plains Media. You can also tune in to Plains Media Broadcasting on 96.9 FM. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time on Community Talks.